Shenandoah for bringing you this market update on Country Sunshine Radio. Vetter Equipment, 1308 West Ferguson in Shenandoah, your Case IH dealer in Shenandoah.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 17 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 67 degrees at our studios. And I am joined now, as I've been telling you, we're going to have the opportunity to visit with Coach Alan Gray. Coach Gray, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
And Carter Bruce, Coach Bruce, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
What are you guys up to this time of year? Spring break, isn't it?
Spring break for me, yeah.
Yeah?
It's always football season. We're always doing
it's
something.
It's always football season.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're right in the middle of track, though.
Yep, we got track started up, going to indoor meet tomorrow, and then we pretty much ramp up next week and all the way until end of May.
Who all coaches on the track side? Tell me the coaches.
So Sue Ann French is the head boys coach. I'm her assistant. And then Abby Ellsworth is the head girls coach. And then Vivian Ogden's her assistant.
Okay. The Northwest Missouri State thing is today?
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep. We run there tomorrow. Starts at 9 a.m. And I think be there till about 9 p.m. probably.
But, a long one.
Okay. Yep. It'll be good. It's starting to ramp up. We're excited. And we got some really good talent on the boys side for sure. And the girls' side, but yeah. I'm more on the boys' side. So really excited to get going. We ran really well at Iowa State last week, and I love track, so it's a fun time.
All right. Did you run track in high school?
I did. Yeah, I ran track, and then I also played tennis in my senior year, so kind of dual-sported. But
Coach Gray was a track guy. Did you run track?
Yes, I ran track.
Would you encourage your athletes, Coach Gray, to run track?
Absolutely. That's probably why Carter has such a big squad this year.
And to hit the weight room.
Yes, the weight room.
Hit the weight room, run track.
Coach Dyson's doing a good job in that weight room.
For whatever it is. It doesn't have to be football.
For whatever
it is. You name it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's talk a little bit about a project. The Red Oak football locker room renovation is what you've titled this as.
Yep.
First off, I don't know, just throw it out there, whoever wants to take it. How did this come about?
So all of us coaches got together and we're trying to figure out fundraisers for this coming season. Mm-hmm. Carter, here he goes, you know, we need to do something with that locker room. And then he's a techie guy, so he's down there taking pictures, loading these AI visions, and it just took off from there, and Carter really ran with it, and it's just kind of blown up, and it's a great thing.
So before we turn the mic on, I told you, I've been in that locker room, but it's been a long time since I was in that locker room. And it needed some help when I was in there a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah, it's been that type of project that has been needed to be done for a while. And I think there's been some people that have tried to they've kind of had the same initiative as us.
Yeah.
We made sure that we could do all the renovations, making sure we get all the right, approvals from everybody. With the school building, it gets a little tricky. So we made sure our admin were really behind us. I pretty much sent them a proposal, and they were, we're good.
Right.
We'll support you. But, it's been a project that's been needed for a long time. I think my dad played in there, and it's been the same since about then. So it was time.
All the time way back then, huh?
Yeah. It's, all the way back. We've had some people walk in and be like, this is the same one I played.
Yeah, he had a leather helmet, I think, on.
Yeah, I even think Chris Van Osdale said it was pretty similar when he was there, too. So we're aging a little bit. But, it was time for a new type of renovation, and so we kind of put it out, and we've had a really good response so far.
So tell me what you're looking to. Are you want to structurally change the locker rooms, or are you just going to go in, update, paint, carpet,
it's
turf,
a lot of
whatever?
Updating and painting. There's no structural to the building itself.
Yeah.
The building itself is fine. It needs cleaned up and redone. Carter has in there, right now when we currently go to tape an ankle, it's a kid putting his foot over a chair and trying to tape his ankle or anything else. So some athletic training tables and stuff. So
now this is titled the Red Oak Football Locker Room. And many people think of it as that, but it's used for more than that.
Yeah, I mean, even me as a track coach, we're in there, the weather when you get to track is kind of up and down. So we use that a lot. You've got soccer down there. You've even got baseball in a close proximity there that could also use it. And if it gets to be nice enough, I think we could use it for other things as well, team meetings and stuff like that for different sports. So it's not just a football. Football has kind of taken the initiative, and we're going to use our boys to do some, be able to help clean it out. Us coaches will kind of do a lot of the painting and stuff. But no, it's going to help and affect all athletes, really, of any sport. So.
And it needs – and so the information that I have, this – did you post this online?
Yep, that was on Facebook.
That's online. To raise $7,000 by May. You're well on that way. if people want to see it, they can. What would they search for on Facebook? Where do you have this posted?
We had it posted on the Red Oak Athletic Boosters. Yep. Is kind of who we're running, obviously, the financial stuff through. So it's on there. I think about 30 people have shared it. So it's on a lot of people's Facebook, but the main post came from the Red Oak Athletic Boosters.
So tell me some of the things that you're looking to do, Carter. What are you wanting to do?
Yeah, so our goal was $7,000 by May, as you said. I posted this on Facebook last Friday. And in less than 24 hours, we had sold all 35 of our locker sponsorships,
awesome.
Which was really cool. We got a lot of good support. So we're kind of looking to do, we really want to do some turf flooring. The concrete in there is pretty beat up. Not really ideal for kids being able to stretch out, get ready for their events. We want to do some lockers so they have a dedicated space for their stuff. Right now it's kind of throw it on the floor and kind of figure out whose is whose. And then, whether that comes with kind of what we have now is some benches, shelves, and then hooks. So they all have their dedicated spots to be able to sit, to be able to store their helmets, and then be able to hang some stuff up. And then we're also going to do, like Coach Gray mentioned, an athletic training tables and kind of a tape station. I think with any sport, a lot of people are getting taped up, and yeah. It's just nice to have that area, even if you have an injury of any kind, to be able to have that dedicated space to use either that or to prepare your athletes or to help them if they need it. So we kind of sold sponsorships for the lockers specifically. We got all those sold. So we're kind of on to the next phase of trying to get, we actually just got the athletic training table sponsored last night also. Now we're looking at least like the turf to be able to get that kind of paid for. But we're well on our way. We're over $7,000 already. Yeah. In less than a week. So it's been really, really good. We're super thankful for everybody.
The community just, they just stepped up and really, I was really happy to see how much involvement the community has in this also.
Yeah.
So it's not just, like Carter says, it's not just a football thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Red Oak community, Red Oak school thing.
So I noticed, it's been a few years ago, the outside of the locker rooms were painted. Will you do anything exterior on the locker rooms?
Sue Ann is very adamant that that'll be done, especially with track season coming up. They've done some repainting a couple of times. I think for right now, our plan is to probably just freshen that up, be able to make it look a little bit better. We talked about kind of painting the doors maybe a little bit to blend them in and look a little bit nicer. There's really nothing exterior that we're looking to do, just the little things, but probably just freshen it up and make it look nicer.
You're going to continue this fundraiser until May.
Yep.
And if people want to be involved, you said the locker sponsorships are gone, but people can still be involved in this thing, right?
Yeah, we're going to make sure that every sponsor that sponsors a locker, turf, athletic training tables, or just gives a flat donation that's recognized in some kind of way, whether that's a banner. We're going to do some banners or signs inside the locker room, outside the locker room, to show that, that we're thankful for those donations. But it doesn't – we kind of wanted to spread the word that even though the lockers are gone, we're still accepting donations. We still – have dreams and aspirations. If we can keep raising more, we can do some different stuff. We can get full-size lockers if we get to that far. So we're still taking donations and will until the end of May.
And the thing is, there's always one other thing, right? There's always something else
that you can
either to upgrade or add something maybe that you haven't had that you needed, right? There's always something else to add. So
yeah, and Coach Gray made a good point before we came in here is, if we don't use all the money now in the next year or two, there's probably going to be some freshening up that we need to do with that. Some turf might get, with those cleats on it and stuff, you never know. So having a little bit of extra to be able to keep it up and not just do a renovation and let it get back to where it is now would be nice as well.
I think it is important to have facilities that you can have some pride in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
To come down and it's a locker room. Your athletes are going to see it. But that is, I don't know, there's just something about having pride in your facilities, your program, what we're trying to build here. And I think there's certainly value in that, and it helps with the program, right?
Yeah, and I think right now I would say that that's where we're not at. I think the kids don't have a lot of pride in what they walk into. I think that they do a good job of trying to keep it clean and trying to keep it up of where it's at. But just be able to walk in and be like proud of what they have helped us do, what the community has helped us do, I think will be really cool. I think it'll be kind of a nice plus for the community to say, wow, you know, we're supporting everybody.
And the community and the kids deserve to have a nice place, for their children, their athletes and everything to be able to go in and you know, mm-hmm. and have a nice spot to, you know, halftime before a game, yeah. after celebrating after a win. You know, it's been needed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is what my fifth year here. And I know even before I started, there was a push on trying to get this done. So just very thankful that everybody stepped up and we'll have it done.
So how can people, if they want to know either more about it or they want to donate, do they call and talk to you? Do they sign a form? How do I reach out to Carter? What do I
do? So the easiest way, if you're on Facebook, would be to go to the Red Oak Athletic Booster page. The flyer's on there. It's got the information. My number's on there. If you do not have Facebook, they can call me. I've answered a lot of calls for this. 712-327-9823 is my number.
Give me that again.
712-327-9823.
Yeah.
They can call me directly. Even if they reach out to the school, it'll get to Mark Erickson, our athletic director. He can obviously move it to me to answer those questions as well. Good so deal. Either way, we'll get it figured out. They can mail in checks, or we can
come. And it'll be out to the Red Oak Booster Club and in the memo put football locker room.
Yep.
So that way, if it gets to the school, they know exactly where it goes.
It gets designated to the right spot.
Yep.
I bet you. So consider contributing to it, right?
Yes.
It's a point of pride for the community. Let's talk football.
All right.
It's always football season, Coach Gray tells me.
It's always football season.
Assessment of last year. So you've met with your coaches. You tell me that things are going well in the weight room,
yep.
which I think is important. Talk to me to those parents that may know that kid down the street that maybe should go out for football, but maybe hasn't. Why is it important to get these young folks out to play? And let's talk football specifically now.
I truly believe football is kind of one of those family sports, uh-huh. you know, because football is not easy. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's physical. And stuff, especially once you get at that high school level. But I would encourage every kid in high school to try it. You know, some will love it, some will like it, some will hate it.
Yeah.
You know, but to be able to, you make lifetime friendships. The kids I played with in high school, I'm still friends with. You know, Carter, the same way with Carter and his friends. He's a lot younger than me, so they should still be connected.
Yeah.
But, no, I think one thing that we do, and when I decided to take the head coaching position, is the accountability thing. And to be accountable for yourself in school,
yep.
you know, at home, and when you're on the team or at practice, in a game, whatever. Just to be able to grow young men.
Yeah.
You know, state championships are great for the community, but I will take 20 kids being great adults for the rest of their lives over a state championship.
Yep.
And that's just kind of how I look at it.
I think it's important. And you know, we're in track season. You talked about encouraging your athletes to go out
right.
for that. But I think it's football, it's track, it's theater, it's band, it's FCA. I don't know what you're involved in. But when you're involved in all of those things, especially in high school, because let's be honest, most of these young folks are not going to go, very, very, very few are going to go professional. A few are going to go to the collegiate level.
Right.
But not many. This is a high school thing.
Right.
Work absolutely. Hard. Have fun with your buddies. And yep. I think it's good to get knocked right on your back every now and then.
Yep.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of life. And yep. then get up and let's go.
Yep.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of life lessons.
Learn how to deal with adversity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So working hard, getting out of bed when you don't want to get out of bed.
Yep.
So I think it's important.
Because I think we fight that every day.
I mean, every day, right? It's something that you do every day.
Yep.
So are you looking at – it's always football season, right, Coach?
Right.
Kind of looking down the road, what's coming in this year, what do we have the 2 years down the road, kind of surveying what you have coming up?
Yeah, so we meet all the time, the whole coaching staff, and we whiteboard everything. Here's who we have coming in. This is where we possibly might think they might play.
Yeah.
Some of them will surprise us, and, well, he's not really a lineman. He's a wide
right.
receiver
right.
type of thing.
Or this kid grew 4 inches over the summer.
Right,
in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're looking at the junior high level all the way through.
Yeah.
Kids we have coming back, we have a list of what we lost, you know, so the holes that we need to fill.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And again, I would encourage parents or grandparents, if they know the kid down the street, encourage them to go out.
Absolutely.
Go out and give it a try. What do you say to that kid that maybe thinks, I haven't really played, Coach, but if they just kind of kicking it around?
Yeah. Come and have a conversation. You know, we'll do an in-depth conversation and we'll be upfront and honest what you can expect. And
yeah.
I would.
And it's not always going to be easy, by the way.
It's not always going to be easy.
So
especially in the August time frame when it's hot and we're in camp and everything. Speaking of that, we are playing week zero this year. It was just confirmed. We picked up a game against Riverside, so our first game will be August 21st.
Okay.
So everything's moved up a week. So we're actually going to play before school starts.
Yeah, week zero game Riverside.
Yep, here in Red Oak.
Okay, there you go. Well, I'm looking forward to that already, Coach.
Yep. Absolutely. So, okay. Then we got a 7-on-7 June 14th, and so we got some things going on over the summer also.
All right, very cool. What else do we need to touch on, Coach, that we haven't? Go out. If you're thinking about it, go out. Carter?
No, I think I'm good. I just want to, obviously, one more time, thank everybody, the community that has helped us to this point, in our administration at the school, being behind us, supporting us. And we had a lot of sponsors from out of town. That was cool. We had some alumni asking their friends that don't even live here anymore. They were really helped. It was a really cool thing to be a part of. And just a huge thank you to everybody that has supported us now and who will before May, deadline.
So Carter is at a track thing. We're texting back and forth, and he's like, man, I got to get my laptop open. I got to start a spreadsheet because it was just rolling in.
That's awesome. You know what? That's great to see. Yeah. I mean, you should take heart in that a little bit, I think. That's great to see that people are supporting it. So, all right. Very good.
Thank you, Aaron.
So what's the rest of your day hold?
I'm going to try to go golf, I think.
Oh.
I haven't golfed yet this year, and it's spring break, and it's really nice outside. So we'll see if I
Coach
get that
Craig?
Done.
I am going back to work and then get taxes done.
Oh, well, no fun.
I want to go with Carter.
I know. I do, too.
Who's better golfer?
Oh, me by far.
Carter.
Blindfolded, maybe. I think I can get him.
Listen to this. All right. Nice to see you guys. Thanks for stopping
by. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Coach Gray and Coach Bruce with me this morning. This Brownfield Market Report on KCSI KOAK brought to you by Red Oak Glass and Awning. Red Oak Glass is your full-service custom glass window, plexiglass, and awning headquarters. Red Oak Glass serving all of southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri. And now a look at the markets.
Soybeans and corn are down, cattle are up, hogs are mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plan your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans and corn are lower, just kind of drifting here at the end of the week. May beans are down 5 at 11.63 1/2. July's 4 1/2 lower at 11.78 3/4. May corn's 4 3/4 lower at 4.65. July's down 4 3/4 at 4.75 1/4. Cattle are up, watching direct trades start to develop ahead of the on-feed numbers. April live's 152 higher at 234.80. June's up 237 at 234.07. April feeders are 445 higher at 352.20. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and demand questions, with April down 55 at 91.50 and June lean 15 lower at 104.60. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Red Oak Glass and Awning is your full-service glass shop. From custom cut glass to auto glass replacement, custom cut tabletops, mirrors for the bathroom, or glass for any home or commercial project. Red Oak Glass can also take care of your window, storm window, and screen repair. If your animals are damaging your screens, they also offer pet screen. Stop into Red Oak Glass at 109 Oak Street or give them a call at 712-623-5481. Red Oak Glass, a shade better.
Thank Red Oak Glass and Awning for bringing you this Brownfield Market Report on KCSI KOAK. Red Oak Glass is here for all your glass, awning, and window needs. Need plexiglass? They've got it. Call Red Oak Glass and Awning, 712-623-5481.
The Red Oak Grand Theater would like to thank their March business partner, Houghton State Bank. They've got the ticket for you this weekend, showing I Can Only Imagine 2 with free admission all weekend, thanks to generous sponsors, and also showing Crime 101, admission just $2 for Crime 101. Showtime's 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a 2 p.m. Sunday matinee, and again, free admission for I Can Only Imagine 2 and $2 admission for Crime 101. This reminder, a service of your friends at Parker Hannifin.
KCSI-FM, Villisca, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. KOAK-AM, Red Oak, and Atlantic.
Three 3 weeks and the war rages on. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Israel says it won't attack Iran's energy sites again, but that's not stopping Tehran as Iran launched a new wave of strikes on oil and gas sites across the Gulf. And Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in Dubai with more.
Early this morning, multiple Iranian drones hit a Kuwaiti oil refinery, causing a partial shutdown.